Welcome to the Nerdcast.
Hooray!
Iggy's back, in case you couldn't tell. The fun has ended. No more fun for anybody.
This is now a no fun zone.
Now y'all can actually hear what's going on, though.
Oh, come on.
Episode 29 of the Nerdcast. We are back from Chicago, and we are all here.
Woohoo!
All five of us in front of microphones.
Did you have to count real quick?
Well,
is that what happened?
I feel like you had a little trouble there.
I was in a debate, like, how quickly are we going to introduce Dr. Beth? We should probably go ahead and bring her up, yeah. Because Aaron's going to end up handing her the mic anyways, and then it's just...
They're literally on opposite sides of the room today, though.
Because she
they
says
started
good
last time we were all in the room together.
And then we
she
got
started
together.
On opposite sides of the room.
The over-under's at 8 minutes.
Eight minutes.
Put down bets.
All right. So we are back from Chicago. It is the NFL draft. It is Avengers weekend.
Age of Ultron.
It is a thing. And we're not even making it a thing. It's actually a thing.
I mean, and it's free comic book week.
Comic book day tomorrow. What excitement isn't going on right now?
I am giddy.
Look at you! Sounded
you really sold it there too, Bob.
Bob's excited. Look at those nipples.
Oh, and I did. Why'd you make me do
I
that?
I knew he was going to look at my nipples.
Oh, nobody forced you to, Adam. So let's start with it. Chicago. What everybody think about C2E2?
So much fun.
So big.
So great.
So big is correct.
That's
good
what
gosh.
She said.
Yeah, everybody said it. It's ridiculously large.
Even though it did seem it actually seemed a little bit smaller than last year.
No. False.
No, it was actually, I believe, a 7% gain in attendance, 7 or 8%. I can't remember what they sent out. Convention floor, it was bigger because I felt like last year on that far side where the emergency exits were, I felt like they didn't go as that far to that side. It might have felt that way in some areas because there were some empty spots. And last year, I can remember one spot being empty in the block last year.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason I remember that is because we tried to get into the block when we set up our booth and they didn't have any spots open. So I remember it very vividly. But other than that, I don't remember any openings. This one felt like there was a lot more just not there, even with signs ready for those people to be there.
There
were
a lot of missing people there.
They also rearranged the floor. So it made it felt different. Like the booths for the most part were in the same, what I want to say,
configuration.
But they changed where, like, autographs were at, where celebrities were at, where various things were at. So,
for sure.
That's true.
I think they wanted to extend those celebrity lines, but then it caused the food lines to go nars. And again, it's one of those things. They've made the adjustments. They've grown the hall and everything like that. Chicago, though, needs to make the adjustments around Artist Alley because you just can't get another foot in between those
aisles. Like,
you cannot get through Artist Alley at all.
And there was definitely room to make it bigger.
You'd think so.
Yeah.
Right.
And like, because they had the one aisle down the middle that was significantly wider than the rest of them. And the problem is, I don't know if they put a lot of forethought, and it's possible the people who are putting people where they go aren't, you know, maybe aren't the people to make that call, but there's definitely people that were in the middle of the row, which, I mean, not to say this person over that person, but there are people who are going to be in Artist Alley who are going to have a line 50 people deep all day long.
And
there's people who are going
to
be in Artist Alley who aren't going to get people except by just walking by, you know.
I get what you're saying.
Because there was definitely a lot of people you couldn't get to an Artist Alley, not because of their line, but because of someone else's line covering up their booth.
Yeah,
definitely, and definitely not to criticize it or compare it or anything, but I do like maybe the best example of saying something like Denver Comic Con a couple years ago. They pulled out those bigger names over to the side, and then this past year, there was that one, just the wall, and it had like an extra big gap in between it. That's where the big DC Marvel artists and creators.
Well, and they
were.
Also did Denver did end caps last year, so they would have lines, and then at the end of each row was a person who was maybe a little bit.
So they kind
far
of,
up
yeah,
the ladder.
That makes sense,
they
right.
placed
yeah,
them a little bit.
That, yeah, 2 years in a row.
Yeah, and they also kind of placed them together, like so. Anybody who worked on My Little Pony was all bunched together and stuff.
And
like
not
that
they didn't do some work, because most of the really big ones that you knew were going to have a line, like. Katie Cook, for instance, they were all on the end,
right.
So their lines
Katie
went
Cook,
out.
Scotty Young
was on the end, and then there
Polito's
was someone else
line.
Who was doing.
Yeah, Polito on the end as well.
God,
Polito
was on the line. There was on the end.
Aunt Lucia was on the end. So a lot of people they were on ends, but at the same time, it didn't matter because there wasn't anywhere for that line to go.
Yeah,
still
right.
Well, that Jeff Balke saying he got 150 commissions just in the first 2 days.
Wow,
I'll buy it.
How could you walk by his booth
bunch of times just to say hi to him? Just
schedule him out. Like, he's going to have to ship him out. He's going to get them all done that weekend.
Right. So I talked to him about that on Sunday. I'm like, so 150? I was like, 120? He goes, it's actually, I did a little bit of count, 150. I was like, good grief. Like, how do you even do that? I asked the same question.
Are you going to have time to do your real job when you get yeah.
Right, exactly. I asked the exact same question. He goes, well,
it's a good thing they canceled Fantastic Four because you ain't got time for any more of those covers, right?
Right. He said, I had to cut them off and I just had to let anybody that came up basically was just like, all right, it will happen. I will mail it to you. Are you cool with that? And everybody was like,
and are you cool with it being 150 commissions later? Because that's not, hey, I'm mailing it out next week. Right. That's not.
By the way, you're number 148, so.
You'll get it in July.
We'll see you in February.
Yeah, you pick it up next year at the booth?
Right, exactly. I'll just hold this for you. Don't worry.
So, Artist Alley was talking about it, and the reason it's so crowded and hard to get through is because it is so awesome, and they had so many great people there. We talked to a number of people. We got interviews, of course. We talked about Aunt Lucha. Ben Temple-Smith with the 44 Flood Crew.
Heck yeah.
Was there.
Complimented my beard.
He sure did.
It's pretty solid.
He sure did. Some exciting. And then, of course, C2E2 always brings the A-game for cosplay. Some amazing costumes out there. Any favorites y'all saw this weekend?
There was a really good Gray Fox from Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah.
The ninja. It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Really, really good. I don't know if that's my favorite. That's the one that like jumps right out
Spaceballs
at me.
Spaceballs group.
The Spaceballs group was solid.
Yeah.
Pizza the Hut.
Pizza the Hut.
See, I didn't see that one. That
and
was
delicious
fun.
At the same time.
He has that same issue with himself.
Yeah.
It always seems like whenever I go to, when we go to Chicago, I always find the creepiest costume. Last year was Chucky. This year there was a Ronald McDonald that was
Ronald McDonald was terrifying.
That was
Pennywise. Tyler saw him from like 150 feet away.
He was on the creep. What
on like a different level?
Yeah, I was
like,
he was on like two balconies up. He's like, is that a Ronald McDonald over there? Like,
I saw him and I thought it was Ronald McDonald, and then I looked away as soon as possible and closed my eyes and pretended to think.
Well,
like,
see, I saw him. I saw him. Where were we even going? What, we were doing something.
I think we were down, either going down or coming up from shooting northwest down on that first floor,
and I.
We're
saw
up on that fourth floor.
He had his
balcony.
Back turned, and I saw the outfit. I'm like, is that Ronald McDonald? But the head didn't look quite right. And then he started to turn, and you saw him in profile. I'm like, what the?
As soon as I saw
and
Ronald
then it got
McDonald, and I
hell.
Saw the shape of his head, I said,
who does
this is
that?
Be a Pennywise. This is going to be a Pennywise.
This is so creepy.
It was great.
It was pretty awesome.
So messed
though,
up. I hated it.
I saw a lot of really cool like family costumes. Like there was definitely a group. While I was hanging out with Esmeralda Von Katz, who came up to get a picture with her. And they were dressed as the dad was Drax, the mom was Gamora, and the little daughter was Rocky Raccoon.
Oh, or what about the Jurassic Park couple with the little baby dinosaur? They were pushing their little kid in a dinosaur costume.
I saw those.
Yeah,
they were Dr. Grant and
Ellie.
Yeah, and then they had
so
the
freaking
Dr. Sadler.
Yeah, then they had the baby dinosaur.
Yeah, get that name right there, Adam.
They look just like it, and then of course the little baby dinosaur being pushed in the stroller. It was adorable.
No, there was a lot of family. And then Sunday, the kids always come out in costumes for Kids' Day.
Oh, that was crazy.
Definitely. Yeah, Kids' Day is crazy. We didn't even have a booth this year and still witnessed the firsthand, like, the kids just grabbing stuff. They just touch everything.
Mm-hmm.
It was
the
funny.
Number of Spider-Men, holy majoli.
Oh, yeah.
Kids.
Well, and then not only that, the adult Spider-Man, just because there was all those Spider-Man groups and the shoots and stuff, so... we were going to do a special Spider-Man inspired shoot, but we never got around to it. But that's okay because Wes and Mick
were a little busy.
Yeah, the Portrait Dude and Mick Photography World shot all weekend. Yeah, Wes, the Portrait Dude, was like from open to close, to beyond close, shooting stuff that's going to be showing up on Project Nerd. He did a live feed last night, and he's doing a live feed tonight on his Meerkat app of him editing the photos.
Oh, wow.
And he actually has about 30 people just popping in to watch him edit these. So you can get a teaser of some of the photos that are going to go up on our site starting next week. Pretty excited for it. There's some pretty amazing shots.
Gosh,
I saw your Daredevil where you're crouched against the wall. That shot's pretty awesome.
Who's your? Are you talking about Tyler?
Yeah, because Tyler was dressed as Daredevil
Adam,
this weekend.
Was it Bob?
No, Aaron.
Oh,
your
it was
Daredevil.
Me. You're talking about me. Okay.
Anyway, well, that's the last time I'll do that.
Moving on.
I'm excited because Wes is such an amazing photographer, and I got to wear some of Malmy Studios stuff, which is freaking amazing. So
yes.
That was cool.
Some of my favorite costumes, I don't know. Yeah, I like the, so the Spaceballs group was really cool. Of course, the, some of the people we know from up there brought out that Walking Dead group again, the black,
yeah,
and
the
white.
Black and white. Yeah.
They debuted it back at Walker Stalker Con, back in January, I think, is when they have that up there. Desiree's, Valkyrie, custom Valkyrie costume, won third place in her, in the fantasy.
That was very
side,
good.
Yeah. Of course, Amanda, or, excuse me, Esmeralda Von Katz brought up her, Ursula. So
it's good. Ursula
didn't really get to move much, and we had to, we had to put a point man on her at all points. So Tyler got some of that responsibility too.
That, I mean, yeah. we always talk about it, like, God, it must take forever that costume to get from one end of the floor to the other. And we have friends who are cosplayers, you know, like my, like Nightmage and stuff like that, who have problems doing it. But this is the first time I finally, like, sunk in. I'm like, wow.
You got, because you got the experience.
This has
got
to suck.
So I handed it out because I was helping her get through and handed it off at Starbucks. It's like, all right, Tyler's going to take over this because the Mortal Kombat stuff. And so Tyler was like, yeah, I got this if you go. And I'm like, all right. And then Tyler didn't know what he was getting into because that was his job the rest of Saturday.
The best part about that, at the end of Saturday, so we're all trying to figure out what we're doing. And I go and find him and they're like, she's just sitting down. They've just given up. Tyler's sitting down. She's sitting down. Still, like, the 5 minutes I talked to him, she probably had another 20 pictures taken of her just sitting down, yeah, not, oh, yeah, doing anything.
To be fair, that costume looks really good when, oh, she sits, amazing, down on the floor, yeah, because the tentacles, like,
really
span out and
out,
stuff,
yeah,
like that. But, yeah. Yeah, we made a conscious effort to, like, let's get over, because it's really, with the way those tentacles hang down, it's really hard for her to move on the carpet. So we would try to stick to areas that are mostly the concrete. So we head to Artist Alley, which, getting from there to the forever, we get there and
which
we sit
the
down, and then the minute
the
she sits down, and like I go grab us drinks, and she probably took almost more pictures sitting, just trying to sit down and chill, than she took making.
Well, when you
one.
Stop, it's because I was walking on Sunday. Her and Aaron did the Peter Pan Rufio combo, and we stood at the end of Artist Alley while she was just shopping as Peter Pan. So Aaron's just standing there as Rufio, and yeah, in that span of just. You stop. You don't look like you're going somewhere. You don't have anything in your hands. Boom.
You're a target.
Like, picture. But yeah. Yeah, you're a target.
Well, like, there was a couple times where we're just like, we got to get to where we're going. So I would pick up half of her tentacles and hand them to her so she'd hold them in her hand. And then she would just head down. And I would stand, I'd walk in front of her and just head down, like, don't make eye contact.
Don't
which
make
would
eye
work
contact.
Better. But there's still certain people who see her. And,
oh,
like,
yeah.
They will, like, physically stop her. Like, can I get a drink? You know, like, all right,
well,
fine.
We had to have her shoot with Wes. So we had to, the way the convention's set up is you come in on one side on the first floor, but you can't get to the first floor area on the other side where we were shooting. So you have to go up.
Right.
And it was like, do we go up to the convention floor level? No, so we rode the elevator up to the panel level, the highest level, walked that across, and then the elevator down to the other first floor. And yeah, it was still, Aaron was with us, so we were still so many feet were being stopped.
I was in Catwoman, and that's, like, my Catwoman, for some reason, people want to take a lot of pictures of that as well.
Catwoman.
It looks good.
And so if she got stopped, then I was getting stopped, and then it was just...
Yeah, and then it's like once we got one moving again,
long,
then
right?
The other
yeah.
one.
And then people
like,
wanted pictures of both of us because they're like, oh, let's... I don't know why. I mean, I guess I should have
pretended just want people
to, like,
in costume.
Eat her. Like, tentacles.
All right.
Because cats eat fish.
This is getting weird.
You know, I think the most interesting part of Esmeralda and that costume was the fact that she ended up getting trapped in my... back of my vehicle.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get your hatch fixed?
You know, I haven't even had time to get that fixed. But yeah, my.
I mean, it was sort of
when
it was
to.
Sort of funny when it was Iggy and Adam, but when it was Esmeralda in costume,
felt
it
awful.
It reached
in
a level
costume.
Of like, oh God.
Yeah.
No, yeah, it's funny when Iggy stuck back
How
there.
Did she get in there? So it let her in.
Let her.
Yeah, no problem.
I was able
at
to
all.
Open it at the convention center.
We never had a problem getting anybody in the badge.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
thing opened up right away whenever we were putting somebody in there.
there was
car,
a couple times later that day where we couldn't even open it to get people
yeah,
in.
Yeah,
oh, that's right, because we did climb through the window
I think
that one time.
I start calling it Christine.
But no, because it opened. We got out of the convention. We finally made it out of the convention center. Adam came and picked us up. We opened it up. Like, lifted up the costume, mm-hmm. got her in, and then as soon as we showed up at the hotel, wouldn't open. And then we were trying to, like, logistically, and there's no way that costume's coming out any other way than that hatch.
So in the preview episode, you guys spent a good portion. Well, I won't even say the preview episode. Even on the episodes I was still on, when we started hitting at Chicago, we spent a good portion talking about food.
Food.
And then y'all spent a good chunk of it in the preview episode talking about food. So was it everything... You remembered, or in Aaron, in your case, everything you expected it to be, that since we sold it up so high?
Okay, first of all, I don't even know if I should talk. I just.
All right. Well, then don't.
Okay. No. I'll talk about the tacos because the tacos were the best I've ever had. The tacos from the Mexican restaurant under the bridge in Chinatown.
Carbone.
Were Mexican
freaking
grill.
Amazing. And I had vegetable tacos and I ate all three and they were as big as my
she
face.
She snarfed those things down.
It's so good, right? Like,
and
unsuspecting of that, of that building.
And then they
walk
have this sauce.
It.
They have all the homemade sauce. Some of it's like fire breathing hot sauce, like it's real hot, but it was delicious.
They have apps for it now too that you can order on.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
We've decided now not only every year are we going to download the C2E2 app, we're going to download the suite of food apps that we need to just order all our meals.
Yep.
For
you can order it before you leave the convention and then just pick it up and eat it right away. Like no waiting.
That
would be fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The deep dish pizza is okay. What I've concluded is I'm a New York style pizza girl. That's it.
I prefer it that too, but the deep dish pizza there is like
I mean,
oh my gosh,
I just,
it was
I
so
phenomenal.
Good. It was
I feel
so
like
good.
You could easily make that at home, I guess. I don't think that it was something that was
I don't know. I've never had that at a home.
You can't make well, I'm gonna make it. I'm
new
working
challenge.
On it. I'm gonna make it for you guys next time, sometime. I'm gonna do it.
I'm gone. So
next
you guys
time,
enjoy
like,
it.
Next time sometime?
Yeah, it's for sure. It's gonna happen. Because I feel like I can do it, and I feel like I can't do New York style, because New York style is just way too complicated. The crust has to be just right, and Chicago is more about the sauce.
So, guys, I am going to point out now.
You could use Pillsbury crust for this,
I mean,
style.
Let's, no.
Whoa.
You could.
Whoa.
I studied it real hard.
I feel like there's a lot of people in Chicago that are going to listen to this and let you know that that's
you're actually
not
allowed
not
back
the
to
C2E2
ever
again.
I will make
again.
You a Chicago deep dish style pizza with Pillsbury crust, and you'll say, "Yep, yeah, that's about it."
So you guys are going to enjoy the pizza. I'm not, because like the next time we're all going to be in a room together like this to possibly record will be Denver Comic Con.
To be fair, that's only like 3 weeks.
3 weeks
I know,
away.
But that's like you guys getting like 3 weeks of deep dish pizza.
We can't cry on the podcast.
Yeah.
Why not? Is she making us 3 weeks worth of deep dish pizza?
Possibly.
Well, if it's one deep dish pizza,
it'll take us 3 weeks to eat it. Yeah,
possibly.
Pretty much.
All right. So Avengers out.
It's going to make all the money.
Well, obviously. So big debut this past night, just last night, with this episode airing on Friday. We're actually recording Thursday night.
Yeah.
I'll go ahead and say
it. Gotcha. There you go.
So the big thing is I don't know who actually hates who all the rest of us right now because they feel like they should be at a movie. Probably one person at least, I know. Right?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. She wants to be there. She's
so
upset about it.
You can go with us tomorrow.
She can't.
Oh, she's still on board though. She's
just
she's
say
crazy on
you
board.
Can't go be a psychologist tomorrow because of Age of Ultron.
You have a bad case of Avengers.
I feel like I feel like that's a reasonable excuse, to be honest. I mean, like, I can't because Avengers, and they'd be like, I not understand.
That's exactly how it's gonna go.
Is that exactly how it's gonna go?
Precisely.
All right.
Right.
See?
Down to the I.
See? See? If that's how it's gonna go, then you should go
Yump
with it.
To
at. So any predictions on opening weekend, Holland?
I don't even know what a big number is anymore. Like,
right?
200?
Well, 200.
They think it's going to break 200.
Yeah, the original did like 207 million on its weekend. And they're saying that the pre-sale on this movie is actually more than all the other Marvel movies combined.
I don't even know what to say.
I mean, to be
about
fair,
it.
It's going
to
make a bajillion dollars.
I'm trying to think if I pre-bought any of my tickets for any of the other Marvel movies, and I don't know if I did, but I definitely did buy my ticket for this.
One of y'all didn't? Was it y'all that went last year to like one of the?
Like, us? No, we did Batman.
Somebody
we did
the
Dark Knight Rises.
The trilogy.
All
okay,
movies,
is that the
right?
one? I feel like one of y'all
what
last.
Trilogy?
Bob, did you go to the like one of the Marvel marathons?
I don't know. It wasn't.
When
a
was the last
one.
Time they did a Marvel marathon?
Captain America.
Did they do one for Captain America?
Yeah, because you guys every time you guys talk about going to one.
I was gonna. I could seriously consider this one,
this
but because
like
of
Winter Soldier or
yeah.
If it hadn't fallen so close to C2E2, I would have done it this
year.
Yeah, probably.
You know, last night at 6 o'clock they started the 11. Movie marathon.
It would have been so worth it.
Yeah, all I was thinking about at 6 o'clock is, damn, why ain't I there?
What I was thinking about is,
can you want to be here?
Can
Bob?
I watch all of these movies still?
Well, I could sit at home and watch them
yeah.
all.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I'll do tonight.
Yeah, just start them and call out tomorrow, and then there you go.
Hopefully your boss doesn't listen to this.
Oh, he's already complaining.
Sick, yeah. We're all sick with the bad case of the Avengers. Aight. Aight. Right, Tyler?
Yes.
See?
It's going to work.
Covered.
But, yeah, I guess it opened last week internationally in yeah. like several.
Yeah, how come?
And not all the places, but in just, it did like 220 million in just 3 days.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it last weekend for UK and Ireland, or was it the weekend before? Or was it just last week?
I think
weekend?
It was the last week for UK.
Okay.
I think it was last week.
And to make it more interesting, Furious 7 just jumped over Harry Potter Part 2 for like fourth place in amount of money made.
So really?
It's like Avatar, Titanic, Avengers.
Furious 7?
Really?
Really?
But we'll see what happens.
It's depressing.
I still need to see that.
Avengers Age of Ultron is soon going to jump there.
Yeah.
Well.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
So where does the Age of Ultron, where do we think it's going to finish on the all-time scale?
All-time?
Yeah.
I think it beats its predecessor.
I think it makes it to, it'll be the new third place.
Yeah. I do too.
So.
I don't think it's got enough time. There's
maybe.
Too much other stuff coming out this year that's going to.
Yeah.
But
there's too many movies that'll displace it. Maybe if it really, really kills it the first two weekends, maybe. And it's a big maybe. It can catch Titanic. Just there's just too many movies. There's too many other Marvel movies this year yes. for
but,
it to catch.
But Avengers
Avatar.
Came out like May 5th when it came out.
Yeah, but there
year.
Wasn't like three more Marvel movies
yeah,
that same year.
Wasn't an
like, that was like the only movie.
But
Jurassic World.
Yeah, you got
there wasn't
Jurassic
a Jurassic World,
is,
waiting.
I think can compete with it. Ant-Man, I don't think is going to be able. To
I don't think it's the
it.
Matter.
It's not
of,
the matter of
right,
it,
but I'm not going to go see it.
It's like it's not going to be in theaters. Like it's not going to be in theaters for the next 6 months, yeah. which it would
right.
need to do to make.
And
that
it's
much
not going
to
draw. Hey, I'm going to go a fifth time because I
right.
Go,
I'm going to
go
see
twice
Ant-Man instead.
I go twice, then buy it, and then go watch. Yeah, Jurassic.
It'll be a long time. It'll have to be something very special that beats Avatar because number one, that was such a game changer.
Yeah.
People saw it so many times.
Yeah, I think
and
Star
because
Wars
it was
be
in theaters
one.
For literally
it
like
just, it just 9 kept coming
months.
Back. Like it would go yeah. away for a month and then just pop back up.
Yeah.
Like, oh wait, so, Avatar's back? All right, I'll go see that again.
But Titanic, I think, is beatable, but it's going to take something that makes just so much money its first couple weekends.
And I think it's got to be Star Wars.
I don't think Star Wars is going to pass those. I mean, I want to be on the Star Wars bandwagon
if,
too, but
if
I don't
Star
think
Wars
gonna...
is good, like
if Star Wars is
if
good,
it's
it'll...
if it's placating to like the hardcore Star Wars fan base and still just good to an outsider, if it's a good movie and acceptable to people who are Star Wars fans, it will.
I think it will.
It'll do it.
Aaron, what do you think?
I think it's going to be great.
Do you even know what we're talking about?
You're talking about Age of Ultron still?
No,
kind of.
Ah,
good try.
Shite. What are you talking about? I don't know. I know that I don't really have an
thanks
opinion.
Thanks for being a part of our show.
Hey, okay.
You know that one fan?
You tell me.
You know that one fan that left you feedback last week? He's really appreciative of how much you're interacting right now.
Hold on. You tell me what you're talking about, and I promise I don't have an opinion. That's why I haven't jumped in.
Star Wars.
Who's gonna?
Nope, well, don't have an opinion.
Will Star Wars pass Titanic and Avatar?
Not even a clue. That's my opinion. Not a clue.
You're lame.
Well, I know I'm lame. I'm just the
you're no
I'm
fun.
Just the resident
you're
cosplayer.
Boring. You're boring.
Your mom's boring.
Yeah,
I
if she was
I
on
remember
a podcast,
where you weren't
I don't
a
know,
cosplayer.
Kick it interesting. She
I do
she
too.
Was still boring.
Oh, okay.
On the podcast.
But vaguely. I feel like dressing up in costume has been a part of my life forever.
So. all right, so, you know, that's exciting. Avengers and Star Wars.
It's gonna. They're both gonna be really good.
It is, but we do have that this weekend, and we're all. I think it's been a while since there's been a movie where we're all five committed to like pretty much seeing it open weekend, right?
Yeah,
like everybody's
happening.
Going. Like nobody's
you know,
not. Everybody's planning on it, right?
I'm doing it, yeah.
Yes.
But
I got my
I'm going. I didn't pre-order though.
I didn't. I need to. Sad. I need to order my tickets tomorrow morning. I might have to just eat the Fandango fees to just make sure I get them early enough.
Is there a reason why everyone's so excited about Age of Ultron? Because I still haven't figured it out.
Because did you see how successful the first one was?
The first
Avengers.
Marvel knows
Avengers?
What they're doing.
Do you remember
Marvel?
How good Avengers was?
Oh, that's right.
I
decent,
guess.
Yeah.
I think it was the
like it was a,
it finally
it, was a,
it
I don't
finally
really
proved
it.
That you can bring all of these not only big names and big actors but as big characters into one fully functioning entertaining movie that has the elements of action, sci-fi, comedy, and drama. I mean, it has it all in there. Well done.
Yeah.
And the fact
it's just,
that
it's
Joss
a,
Whedon.
It's a payoff. It's a
Ever
payoff.
Ever since
to...
I saw Guardians of the Galaxy, though, like Avengers is like stupid to me. Because Guardians was so much better.
False.
And I just don't feel
I think
like...
Guardians of the Galaxy was a better movie than Avengers.
Mm. Oh my gosh. It was like literally...
I don't know if I could say that.
I'm not even going to exaggerate here. So I'll say it was four times better.
How do you quantitatively
she did
decide?
Not,
how
did she
you
did not exaggerate her opinion
four
at
times
all.
Better.
Four.
She did not exaggerate her opinion.
Can you go back to not having an opinion on anything? that was preferable
I,
to this
well,
nonsense
I,
that you're spewing
I just
on our podcast.
Kept my voice off during the Age of Ultron discussion because that's how I feel.
There's literally going to be
I'm
like,
excited about
download.
It,
there's going to be
a
dip.
But I don't understand the...
Seriously,
like I feel
this.
Like it's massive
Can we track
insanity.
When people like turn off the podcast? Like, they listen to exactly the 34-minute and 32-second mark and then...
No, people are just
going to
get real angry.
And then they'll turn it off.
I'm real angry at
well,
you
Aaron,
right now.
Aaron,
if you like my page, you just unliked it.
The problem is Aaron, you need to clarify, because you did say, and all that madness afterwards, you are excited for Avengers Age of Ultron.
I am.
Just not to the level of other people is what it sounds like.
Yeah, I guess that's it. Like, I feel like people are, like, pulling their hair out and, like, running around with fire coming out of their asses, like... Rocket ships
because
no,
that's
so
because
excited.
It's the first
that's
movie
because
of the
there's been
season.
Some kind
it's
of
the first real blockbuster of the season that
well,
we're going to
actually
get.
That's because there's been some kind of stomach virus going around.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Sorry.
But it's the first big blockbuster of the summer. People get like this excited every year every for the summer blockbusters.
They do? I guess. Yes. I don't know. Maybe it's because I have so many super. I've never had this many cool friends on my Facebook feed. Typically, I have a whole...
Blaming them?
Like, I'm...
That was the most pathetic thing I have ever heard. Yeah.
And it's the Avengers movies
I'm
are
super
these
cool
big...
friends now.
They're payoff movies. Like,
I've
you've,
never had so many
I've
great
watched
friends
all
on
the...
Facebook.
I've watched all the
eventually
other
Eventually, in real
characters.
Life, you'll get friends, too.
But, and, I mean, I guess it's true. Like, in my workplace, people aren't like, oh, did you see Age of Ultron? Are you going to go see it? Like,
I don't know. And the Avengers movies are they're big payoff movies. Like you've done the legwork, you've gotten seen all the small standalones.
It's an event.
The story's advancing, and then it all culminates, and we get to put them all together and see where the world has gone now. Like the persistent.
Right. These
MCU.
Are these are the ones that change and modify the universe that Marvel
yeah,
has made.
They
You're
totally change
so
the status
this,
quo.
This sets the tone for the next Iron Man, the next Captain America,
the TV
next Thor
series
movie,
that are airing, right. The everything.
All
yeah.
of those feed off of. The Avengers movies, they're the plot drivers.
I haven't watched it recently, but apparently this week's episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was just amazing.
I bet it was.
I haven't watched it at all, so well, I don't
They do such an amazing job tying that into the movies.
I do
it's
know,
ridiculous.
Did y'all see Hawkeye on The Late Show singing about how he has powers, too? It was really... You haven't watched it? We'll need to watch it afterwards. It's pretty good. He's singing about how great Hawkeye is also, and how hard it is to be on screen with Iron Man and the Hulk, because everybody... forgets about him
pretty much.
I think
go ahead. Why stroking the microphone stand over there like a weirdo?
I don't know. I like it.
Getting ready for the next podcast.
No, I think that
well done, Bob. Well done.
The biggest reason why I maybe am not as excited about Age of Ultron is because I keep thinking
not as excited. You
changing.
You sound like two different people.
As excited as opposed to what?
As opposed to
the fire coming
out
of her ass.
My friends. As opposed to, like, all of you in this room who are having fire coming out of your ass right now because you're so excited.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either. I don't either.
That
I just made
just
it.
Means
I think it's because I don't know when it's going to run out. You guys, I feel like the world is going to end soon. I feel like there's going to be a lack of superhero support, and we're going to run out. And suddenly, someday, like, no one's going to care about superheroes.
That's
so
crazy
you should
talk,
be
girl.
Excited about the ones no. that are coming out.
I'm terrified
right?
that one of these days they're just going to start sucking.
Not
probably.
From,
maybe.
Well, yeah it's,
why shouldn't you
Batman,
enjoy the ones that
Batman
we have?
Batman Superman.
I don't know.
Ant-Man
is getting super pumped about a good movie today, like,
yeah.
Tyler,
make
just,
it bad
Tyler,
for something, the bad movie later?
Really can't get excited about the Star Wars movie coming up because I heard about this other... not related to Star Wars movie that's coming out.
Batman
versus
Superman.
Now.
I know that's what I'm upset about. I think that that's what's so tarnishing my whole attitude right now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I have gotta, a really you get DC I have out a, of your head and trailer. Just realize that Marvel knows what they're doing.
So bad. They're so bad.
It's gonna start making everyone hate Zack Snyder. Like,
what's that? What was that article? That article that came out this week.
So the article there was the article.
It's an article about an article.
Well, the I actually read the actual article.
Oh, the Hollywood Reporter.
The Hollywood Reporter has an article that quotes numerous sources inside and around
Warner Brothers.
Warner Brothers just describing the massive clusterfuck
that
is.
That's the fire coming out of our ass.
Not about this movie.
The massive clusterfuck that is Warner Brothers trying to make DC movies. Just that no one seems to be in charge. The way that they farm out like the scripts to like right. five different screenwriters and then make them compete for it.
I
and
love
then,
the line in that article.
And then move the goal.
If the throw it against the wall to see if the ships
just throw shit at the wall and see what sticks.
Yeah.
They move the goalposts on people, and then like there's no clear like they make references to how like Marvel, Kevin Feige, like rules the MCU
the guy,
with
right,
an iron
yeah.
fist. Like it, he. Drives he single-handedly drives the vision, the direction, like this is how things are going to go
as it should
and
be,
it has turned
a
off
complete picture like that.
It definitely has turned off bigger name directors from wanting to have anything to do with it because the director is a cog in the piece of a machine.
I don't think we're seeing a problem though.
Exactly. No, that's what I'm saying. But at the same time,
no, I'm just,
you, they lost Edgar Wright for what most people. Yeah, it, I mean they lost Edgar Wright for what most people seem to think is there was creative differences because this is
right.
The other thing is Marvel goes out and finds not so much lesser known directors, but directors that are unproven in
DC
the blockbuster.
DC lost directors. The Wonder Woman director already for
different reasons,
creative differences.
Yeah,
is what
but
they said.
But then Feige they go out and they find people who aren't maybe lesser known but unproven. Like the Russos hadn't done anything but like TV. Jon Favreau had made one really bad superhero movie and some other stuff. I mean, like, he did.
He wasn't in that genre, though. He wasn't a powerhouse of that.
No. And
big
obviously Joss Whedon had done, you know, TV shows. They go out and find these people. And then at the same time, they do their part. And then they get up to a level of where they're at. And then they bail. Like,
it's a great
Joss
thing,
Whedon's
though.
Done. Jon Favreau has been
you
done for a while.
All those directors, though, they all had such a cult following before getting in there, too.
Well, yeah, they found people who, like, knew what the hell they were doing. But they didn't. They weren't necessarily someone who can walk in and...
No.
By sheer force of presence or with track record say that I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. No, they're like, here's the script. We're in charge. You're just a cog in the machine to execute our vision as opposed to DC hands it out like to everyone, multiple screenwriters, and like do your own version of it. But like DC doesn't have someone taking charge. They listed the people who are sort of in charge, and it's like, well, Zack Snyder and his wife sort of because they've made some movies and we don't know. Then
right.
this guy who like has never worked on the creative side, like the president of something, the vice president of another thing, and
yeah,
this one other guy.
I think only two of them actually.
We think
have
maybe
I'm going to need a giant mechanical spider in this movie. That's
yeah, exactly.
All I do. No, it the vision on the DC side, the Warner Brothers side, looks terrible. And the worst part is not only that it doesn't seem like it's all coming together. It's all the projects seem to be operating in silos because of that. That they're
oh,
not going to connect
sure.
correctly.
Sure.
Exactly.
You don't have, like you said, that big vision to move a theatrical universe together. But not even
there also doesn't seem to be
just crap.
But that's what I was going
to
say.
That's the thing. There doesn't seem
that.
To be anyone who works there who has any sort of say what you will about Feige and what he does and how he does it. But the guy at least has love of and passion of and understands.
Well, that's what
who
I'm,
these characters are.
That's what I was going to get at is that. The adaptation is of this Batman versus Superman is loosely based on partly, you know, Frank Miller's The Dark Knight Returns and what they've done to that. Like, I mean, when they're even setting up that fight scene to where Batman's just actively seeking out Superman and saying little, you know, like little one-liners like that. That's not the whole point of that fight sequence
no.
in The Dark Knight Returns. No. It's this long established, you know, this long presence of these two very different personalities in the DC universe that have been powerhouses for forever and have come to this crossroads to where
that are friends
gotten, yeah,
too like
yeah,
they,
that half
like,
that
it doesn't
are,
work if they're not they yeah. don't have this huge backstory.
Batman is doing
friends.
This because he has to make this stand, not because he wants to see if Superman freaking bleeds or something. Like this
right.
is ridiculous.
No, they've but like DC has been notorious for cherry picking bits and pieces that are kind of cool from, like, well, there was that one thing that happened in that one comic book that was kind of cool. Take it out of context and then do it.
It's just scary,
but
sad.
But, yeah, the thing is that, I mean, Marvel had just started filming Civil Wars, Captain America, and I think there's another film.
How many Civil Wars are there?
Well, there's...
You said plural, so I just was...
Well, that's what it is.
Just being shitty.
Okay.
Iggy's
anyways,
back. Hooray!
Whatever, guys.
And DC, they haven't started anything. They're still so focused
on... No, they've
on
started a bunch. They haven't finished anything.
Well, they just haven't done...
They're filming...
They're pre-production even in like 15 different things.
Even the Marvel projects that aren't tied to Marvel are more exciting right now than the DC projects or Warner Brothers project ran by Warner. No, they're like Deadpool... More exciting. Speaking of, all that with the Marvel projects, Punisher now get green lit for a Netflix series now.
I think that's going to be really good.
Based off the success of Daredevil, another Marvel Knights.
I mean, I thought Daredevil was dark, but that's going to have to get even darker.
Yeah,
but I think they can. I mean, that's the great thing about Netflix, that it's opened up this whole world for Marvel to be like,
this isn't ABC primetime. Well, this isn't TGIF, guys.
They also don't have to make a $200 million blockbuster. Like, there's no pressure to go out and make a two-hour movie that people just lose their mind about. We'll make a 10-hour miniseries. That gives us way more time to develop these characters, to get deep into them, because once you get into those Knights characters,
they're deep. There's a reason.
Well, there's
so
a
dark.
Lot more going on with
them. Well, and you need to do more explanation. Like,
right.
Like,
oh, family killed. Well, so, now I'm just going on a rampage.
Well, it's like one of those things
where
people went nuts over, like, how are they going to do Guardians of the Galaxy? It's a raccoon and it's a tree and it's a guy. When it's all said and done, those characters all kind of wear what they are on their sleeve. When it's all said and done, like, you can stretch out the explanation because look, a talking raccoon, look, a giant tree, look, a big, giant, strong guy with tattoos and knives. Like, they've got it. How do you make a movie? How would they have ever made a movie about Jessica Jones? Like, how do you tell that story? Like, okay, so she's sort of invulnerable. She, like, kind of used to be a superhero. She gave that up. Now she's, like, a private eye in Hell's Kitchen. Like, she literally just wears T-shirt and jeans. But, you know, like, that's, like, that story would not, like, that doesn't, that you're not driving any $200 million blockbusters with Jessica Jones.
With 15 minutes of backstory
at the
beginning of the movie.
But I'm super pumped about a Netflix story about Jessica Jones and Power Man and,
not even 15 minutes. You just get the, like, pre-credit like montage and like, okay, now you got it, you got it all figured out, here's what we're watching, movie title, go right into movie. You're like, that doesn't work. It's just not, there's not enough there.
I don't know. I think as we all equally are excited for these series for many various reasons. I think it's you like you said, not being on network television, you can get the darkness, the complexity of some of these, because Marvel Knights is not a hey, kids, come look at this. Like, you know, hey, kids.
No.
Well, that's
you
the
getting?
Thing. Are they going to get deeper? Because first it was just going to be Defenders. So it's just going to be Iron Man. I mean, Iron Fist, Power Man, Jessica Jones, Daredevil. Now the talk of Punisher, because when you get into Marvel Knights, you start bringing in like some really dark-ass characters between Punisher, Moon Knight. Things could get...
I think, I mean, there's talks about Moon Knight popping up in the stuff, I know, but you also, we're talking about just how dark it is on the hero side of thing. I mean, look at Wilson Fisk as Kingpin, they've done a magnificent job with Daredevil, and Kingpin is a significant villain in the Marvel Universe, especially on the Knight side, but there's a lot of other, even darker, like more like, oh my gosh, that guy, villains on that Knight side.
Like who? Yeah.
I don't know. Tyler, give me some.
From like
villains and knights.
For Marvel Knights or for like the Defenders?
Well, both even. I mean, you got.
Well, I mean, like just Daredevil, just Kingpin. Like you're going to bring in a ton of assassins, so you'll do like your Elektras, your Bullseyes. Like Bullseye, I think would have to be the next thing they bring in.
Yeah,
that's a big one.
Well, I mean,
my guess, yeah.
And he's literally killed all the people. Who else we have over there? Anything that has to do with the hand. The hand gets kind of dark.
Well, which is, the Elektra tie-in. The whole Syndicate Punisher is trying to bring down is these aren't like your, I got you again, Iron Man. These.
And Iron Fist villains. Has some pretty dark ones. So, what's his name? Is his, like, with the tattoo, but without the, because he had to let go of the dragon and he doesn't have the wings on it. I can't think of his name.
No, that's, I don't know. But, and Iron Fist 2 over the past few years has been made, I don't want to say been made to be, but he's been in a lot more of the kids stuff. Like, he's been a part, hey, he's a part of this Ultimate Spider-Man team, or now he's on the video games and all the stuff. So there's this, like, there's this Iron Fist that's kind of, he's growing a little bit more in popularity. And then it's going to be like, oh, that Iron Fist.
This got real.
Literally just punched a hole through that guy's chest.
So, I don't know. I'm excited for a lot of that stuff. But all that, I mean, they say that could come into play in terms of what, you know, what's being affected by the cinematic universe, that it all kind of ties together.
Well, especially with them getting control of Spider-Man again and being able to do what their story that they want to do. I mean, I feel like there's going to have to be a Hell's Kitchen tie-in. I mean, he just spends all of his time in New York, so.
Well, I think many of Marvel's heroes do with Manhattan and kind of avoid the Hell's Kitchen area. It's kind of like, this is my gang turf and this is theirs. But there right. definitely could be some of that crossover. And Spider-Man, of many of the Marvel heroes are like that. Spider-Man is that one who kind of swings into everything. I mean,
he shows up in the street level stuff as well as
I mean, he
stuff,
is,
so.
Yeah. You find Spider-Man in more places than anybody else.
But a lot of that has to do with less with who's, I mean, it has a little bit to do with who Spider-Man is, but also has to do with the fact that for the better part of, like, three decades, he was the most popular and recognizable, like, Marvel character. So an excuse to put him in every story ever was...
No.
It's kind of like... find one, right?
It's kind of like Wolverine, same way. Oh, Wolverine, yeah. Wolverine, man, that guy's a super slut. He's been all over that Marvel universe, that's for sure.
So does that mean that Spider-Man is the equivalent of Batman?
No. What? In terms of what?
Like, if you were trying to find a Marvel equivalent.
No.
For DC.
If you were trying to find a Marvel equipment, I think a good combination would be Daredevil mixed with Iron Man.
Yeah, but it'd have to be the 2-to-1.
But
like, Batman is...
But I think, and even people who favor Marvel will say this, you know, you have Batman here, and then you have everything else that's ever been created in the superhero universe of any type.
Pretty much.
That's true. And
so,
Batman,
I mean,
is super old.
Nobody's going to argue with that with you.
It's been around a long time.
But I think it's hard because when you look at it, Superman is a very, Batman is a very, type of character that has the complexity more so than any other DC character, you know, and his villains have that as well. Like it's definitely a character that you can say has, you know, cause he has the darkness to him, the complexity, but they give him such amazing villains, but that's a whole nother topic.
Who has complex villains?
Batman. You disagree?
He has a couple complex villains.
He has enough. There's enough Gotham villains.
He has a couple fairly complex characters just because we've been having to like rewrite their story for 50 years. And then he has a ton of one trick ponies.
Oh, you have every hero has this.
Right.
Yeah. But he is, the thing about his is he has such a huge, you know, rogues gallery that he has like one or two, like these are the guys.
Yeah.
And then, but he has by far the most ridiculous villains of anyone else at the same time.
Yeah. True. But I'm saying you have, I mean,
equally
for
balanced,
every
like,
Joker, there's
totally,
a, there's a calendar man.
I know.
I'm just saying.
Totally balanced
but you
out
have
by the craziness
Joker,
of the Joker.
I mean, you have Joker, Ra's al Ghul, Poison Ivy. I mean, even Harley Quinn has become a very complex, intricate part of that. Catwoman, wherever you want to put her on the side there. I mean, you can, the Penguin is, yeah. I mean,
Two-Face.
Got plenty going. Two-Face, you know, the Riddler. I mean, even...
I think a lot of it is also people just have forgotten how many, like,
oh, no, there's
bad
tons.
Ones he's had.
There's tons of those. But I'm saying you can come up with a dozen villains for Batman that are deep, complex villains, and not many other heroes you can come up with that many for. And
well,
at the same time...
I mean, but he wins because Batman is good. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love Batman, but... He's definitely not the most complex and deep of characters, but he's amazing because he definitely has by far the best villains of any superhero.
So why are you arguing?
I know. I'm just
argue against.
I know.
That?
I didn't argue. I'm not saying he does have the best ones. He's just. I don't know. I get. I don't know.
No.
He wins both sides of the spectrum. He probably has the best and the worst, and that's okay.
I appreciate that there's a calendar man though, because it's like with Superman. How many times, bro, are you going to take on Lex Luthor? Like, okay, come on. Like, how many movies can you make with Lex Luthor in it? Let's find something else.
Which is, I've always found, and I don't know if it's a Bob Kane thing, like, where it started, but DC's typically not known for, like really knocking it out of the park with their villains. Because let's be honest, DC spends entire... I mean, there's entire characters whose their arch enemy is literally like them with a different colored costume on. Like, let's be honest, like Flash's biggest villain, Reverse Flash.
Yes.
Are you seriously? Or the Green Lanterns, the Yellow Lanterns, and the Red ones.
Well, there's,
and
there's some good story.
The yellow one that used to be the green one, and Bizarro Superman. I mean, yeah. I'm just saying. Like,
no, I'll give you
with
Bizarro
the exception,
Superman
with
and
the
Reverse
exception,
Flash, but the Lantern Corps, bro. You gotta like. I mean, that's the whole spectrum going there.
You know, that's his baby.
But
why
it was.
Would you,
but
why
it
would
was,
you even?
I know,
try
but it was definitely one
that.
Of those things where they're like, "Shit, we got to come up with something." Whoa, wait. What if there were like other colors of lanterns?
Yeah, because they're because I mean the whole concept
it makes
is that
sense,
green.
But that was so a late addition. That was so like down the road.
Doesn't
like,
matter if it's a late addition or not.
Something
it's
out.
Totally logical.
Let's just make up all these other colors. It'll be awesome.
Totally makes sense.
What's your big weakness? The color yellow. What? Seriously, like color yellow just can't handle it. That's your weakness.
Anyways, it's not even the color, bro.
But I'm saying that's the one of, I mean, DC gets crapped on a lot versus in the Marvel versus DC versus Marvel fight, like who has the more complex characters, who has tells better stories, who's, but with the exception of Batman, if you want to hit DC where it hurts, with the exception of Batman, most of their villains kind of meh. And most of the really good villains, like, you're like, well, this guy fights that. Yeah, well, that guy was originally a Batman villain. And then he moved on.
His villains have definitely, like, taken over other villainies. Right.
Or not even that. You have then the case where it's like, okay, Lex Luthor, good villain at this point, but what else does Superman have? You know?
Doomsday.
Oh, that's true.
Brainiac.
And those are, those are exceptions because they're not like, hey, Doomsday is always here. Like, it's like...
Brainiac, I think, has been there on and off for pretty much...
Yeah, but Brainiac's not just residing in Metropolis, right?
And, I mean, Superman, if ever things are going bad, we can just pull more people, like, that we thought were gone who had actually, quote-unquote, fallen into the Phantom Zone.
Or we'll just have Darkseid.
We can bring back Zod again.
We'll just have Darkseid come back and try to...
Oh, I mean, Darkseid, that would be... I will give you Darkseid.
No, Darkseid's a...
DC Universe villain. Yeah.
Darkseid's like right. You could say, oh, Thanos is a, what, Fantastic Four villain, a Avengers villain, like who is, you know, same thing with Darkseid. Like, Darkseid is just as much Superman to Wonder Woman to whoever, you know.
Well, and then there's entire other characters in the DC Universe, but, like, I can't tell you who their villain is. Like, who's Wonder Woman's arch nemesis?
Cheetah?
I mean, there you go. There you go. Who is Aquaman's arch nemesis?
The Black Manis what's his name? His little brother. What was his name? I don't remember.
It's him. Him in a different suit.
Exactly. No, it's his brother. It's his little brother because he's upset that he
Martian Manhunter's arch nemesis.
Fire.
Just
don't
is
burn
that. Is that a person or a
no?
Because
the his race is if you catch them, they just burn. They just burn.
I mean,
and
I guess
burn
that's
and burn.
Slightly better than the color yellow. Not by much.
All things have primal fear of fire.
but that I mean I think that's they definitely with the exception of you know Batman they suffer from that because you need a good villain.
No,
to make
I
a
will
good
as
story.
A DC supporter, I will give you that. In the grand scheme of things, Marvel has better villains outside of Gotham City.
Yeah.
I will give you that.
Seriously, you couldn't do better than Reverse Flash. We painted him yellow and made him evil.
Evil. Anyways, so, hey, it is Avengers weekend.
Yep. Some new trailers came out this week.
Oh, what is it?
The Last Witch Hunter. Which was something that had been worked on for a while that got put on hold.
I feel like this is familiar, but I'm not. It's not.
Well, it got put on hold because of Paul Walker's death, because Vin Diesel's the main character, and then that delayed Furious 7, which then delayed this movie. And the premise is Vin Diesel plays a immortal witch hunter who's hunting down covens that are going to meet together in
What's
New York
time
City.
Period?
Modern day.
Modern awesome. Day. Yeah. All right.
I'm on board.
Does he drive a fast car?
I don't know, but meets like to fight, Coretta. Basically fight witches in modern day New York City before they're able to release a plague. And it sounds a little ridiculous and over the top. And then you watch the trailer and it's sword. Like,
John Constantine.
No, it's Vin Diesel, but then it's like Michael Caine pops up, and who else is in it? He teams up with a witch to fight other witches.
No, I'm totally on board
with...
Didn't
they do that in Hansel and Gretel?
Where all the white witches are.
Where all the white witches at, obviously.
I'm totally on board with Vin Diesel doing anything that sounds crazy and over the top.
Oh, Elijah Wood is in it.
That's where he needs to live. He doesn't need to live in the, hey, this is totally plausible and could happen realm, because no, just no Vin Diesel. Just do crazy and over the top. I will see every movie.
So yeah, Vin Diesel, Elijah Wood, Michael Caine.
Exactly.
Rose Leslie. And it looks kind of awesome. I mean, he's rocking a sweet sword on fire.
All right. What other trailers we got?
Totally.
Woody Allen's new one. I'm an Irrational Man. It's going to have, what's his name? Joaquin Phoenix, Emma Stone.
Is he just directing this one again like he did with Midnight in Paris?
I didn't see him in the trailer.
I'm pretty sure.
Because if so, I'm definitely on board.
Parker Posey.
You're not on board with him being in the movies? Like, even old school?
I think Midnight in Paris is his best movie.
Okay. I will not argue that, but you're going to, like, I mean, he was the centerpiece of Annie Hall, and that was his second best movie.
Yeah, but
centerpiece
so much,
is a strong word.
So much as you get tired of it. Like, he's not a fun
What do you get tired of it? It's the same. Owen Wilson plays him in Midnight Paris.
Better than he does.
Right. Better than Woody
he's
Allen.
He's a more likable version of,
yep,
of Woody.
Exactly.
And
he's a less annoying version of Woody.
Woody Allen is kind of
here goes.
A
here goes.
Sex offender.
There it goes.
Like, you know.
you saw that one coming, didn't you?
Yeah. I don't think he's ever been like late.
He married his 17-year-old adopted daughter.
But is he a sex offender? Is he a registered sex offender?
He should be.
No,
don't think he is, though.
But he should be. Kind of like Marlon Brando.
Separate the art from the person.
I'm not even talking about that. Marlon, we don't even know. Brando definitely did his thing, whatever. This guy just married an adopted daughter after she became of age. What happened before then, we have no knowledge of, so...
I thought he married her when she was 17.
Of
legal age, probably.
If she could get married at the age of 17.
If he consented,
that's
then.
True. I will... Who,
I feel like they probably would
gives this daughter
that to happen.
Who gives this woman to be wed? I do. Wait a second. Wait a second.
That's a little
what another one? The trailer for Legend came out, and
ooh.
It's like the biopic
yes.
about the Cray twins from 50s-60s London, played by Tom Hardy and Tom Hardy.
Yes.
Ooh.
Which looks kind
of
cool.
Twice?
Aaron's
double
on
Tom
board.
Hardy.
Double
the flavor,
double with Tom Hardy.
Aaron
and Dr. Beth are recording their podcast
they're
next,
terrible
and it's going to be
people.
All
That's
about...
I'm not going to like it. Wait, unless they're...
Like, I mean, they're
likeable
like,
bad people.
Oh, they're suave. Like
in
50s.
Bronson?
It's like swinging.
Right.
It's like
huh?
the swinging 60s.
And
it's like swinging London in the 60s. Like they're owning nightclubs and doing cool things. And
so it's like the
going out back and beating the shit out of people. And
that's cool.
Aaron's on board.
Aaron's
again.
On board.
She's back on board again.
Aaron.
I'm okay with that.
She'll take two Tom Hardys.
What else? Another horror movie, Exeter. Trailer came out for. I don't know what to
do. We'll
get
a lot of trailer drops. Well, I guess we're going to start seeing more and more because a lot of these trailers are going
to
start showing
they're
up gonna
be in
summer
the big
blockbusters.
Film.
A new
they're
theatrical,
be attached to the big films.
Yeah, a new theatrical trailer came out for Fury Road, Mad Max.
Yeah.
That looked kind of awesome.
Every bit
they,
of it.
They just keep looking better.
Which
like,
also
I
has
watching
Tom
him,
Hardy.
I don't want to see any
yeah,
more
of
the movie.
No, right?
But
right?
It looked like... I just keep seeing like the still of, hey, here's a new trailer and there's a different picture on the front of it. And I'm like... Oh, it's going to be good.
And there's some new footage.
When is that one out?
Which one?
When's Fury
Road?
Out?
I don't know.
It's 2 weeks.
Yeah.
2 weeks?
And
two
then
weeks.
There's some production stills and some clips out from Spectre. Specifically a cool
yes.
one of, what's his name?
Batista.
Batista as the henchman.
Because Batista wasn't even in the trailer, right?
No, he wasn't.
No.
In the
teaser. But they show some clips. They show some pictures of him, like, in full on.
I think it's a good role
odd
for
odd job mode.
I
like,
think
he's
yeah.
rare,
yeah.
wearing
yeah.
the ill-fitting suit. Like, looking big and bad and awesome.
Yes,
right, because they don't pay the money to get the henchman the nice suit, so he just has to pick up the one off the rack, and
okay.
it never fits them right.
So I looked into this Exeter movie more, and it is literally, like, straight-up horror movie pastiche. Like, let's throw in all the things and see what happens.
That worked in Cabin in the Woods?
yeah, but that...
they kind
of
had
was
fun
on
with it.
They
yeah.
had fun with it. This one is from the director of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre and producers
Wait,
of Paranormal
the
Activity.
The Texas Chainsaw Massacre remake?
I'm assuming the remake.
Probably the 2014.
And the producers of
2013 in parentheses.
And the producers of Paranormal Activity and Insidious comes a new film. Now check off all the things that come from a various genre of horror movie here. Here's the synopsis. Six teens find themselves in the fight of their lives when at a wild party held in an abandoned asylum, they tinker with the occult, Four. Causing a possession, a paranormal mystery, and a bloody nightmare that no one could predict.
I counted seven.
Right?
So
just from the description.
Teens at a late night party, throw in a random asylum, some possession, some occult.
I bet
probably some sex in there somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. People are definitely having sex, and there's going to be a Ouija board.
Yeah. And there's going to be some...
Seance, there's candles.
I'll tell you, there's
candles,
not many things that...
Probably.
Like, most horror movies don't really bother me. I don't enjoy the most of them, but don't bother me, except for ones that have anything to do with weird or scary abandoned, like, mental hospitals. Yeah. That shit fucks with me. What's the one... Should. And it's not a good... It's not even a good horror movie, but the remake... of House on Haunted Hill,
yeah,
where they would keep seeing like the ghost of like the doctor and like the weird, just crazy that stuff scares me.
Mm-hmm.
How about The Visit?
I've never seen that one.
That preview with M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh no, the M. Night Shyamalan preview. Yeah, that came out while we were in Chicago.
Yeah.
That looks kind of terrifying, but.
I mean,
I don't know what the twist is yet, so that's a plus.
No, the twist is that there's no twist. I'm telling you guys.
Twist is that he was dead the whole time, and it's a modern time.
It does look pretty good.
That's interesting.
So I guess in all of our excitement, we ran out of time.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't realize we were already at the mark. Like that was.
Aww.
Got pretty excited there.
Can we keep going?
We talked a little bit about Chicago, our experiences at C2E2, and the delicious food.
We got to look forward to Denver and
tacos,
that delicious food.
No, well, there's delicious food out there.
They have really good pizza in Denver.
Oh, my God.
Wow. It's so good.
You are definitely...
It's like just line up the different demos and just like piss them off.
If we go back to Chicago, I'm not standing anywhere close to Aaron.
I'm not trying to be a jerk. I love the pizza place in Denver. It's so good.
But you're doing it right after we got back from Chicago, and then you shit all over Chicago deep dish pizza.
I did not. I just said it's, you know, it's
that you could make it. You could make it in your oven with Pillsbury dough.
The Pillsbury dough line was at it. Her being able to replicate something from a region, I will give her that.
That's fine.
But then she did go a little too far with, oh, I could do that with the Pillsbury dough.
You know, but I'm just saying, I can't make New York pizza dough. It's probably because I don't have the Hudson water.
Well, that's okay if you're making Chicago's dough.
I feel like you could probably make New York pizza dough.
I can't. I can do Chicago easy because I know that it has a lot of butter in it.
No.
So.
Goodbye.
We were wrapping up. Okay, so we wrapped up Chicago, talked a little bit about the Avengers, got into a good argument about DC, complexity of all that stuff, and the terror. You know, you want to talk about a horror movie. There was that trailer, that teaser trailer for Batman versus Superman. plenty of trailers dropped this week, so, as you know, Tyler ran through them all. Definitely check those out. We encourage you to.
We're going
to
check them out.
As Bob brought up... we need to check them out right now. Bob brought up, we got Denver just around the corner. So Denver Comic Con, which we will at that point actually be relocated to the area, at least some of us. So Denver will be the new headquarters for Project Nerd and Denver Comic Con right out the gate. You know, a lot of people at Denver Comic Con, you guys local? And we're going to get to say yes this year. So excited to be a part of that community. Of course, O Comic Con with an interview for with those guys coming up next week. O Comic Con Omaha the weekend after, and then we'll kind of lay dormant for a couple months this summer. But before we do wrap, as Bob did point out, something we didn't talk about was Free Comic Book Day is tomorrow. You can catch Bob and Noah for Project Nerd at Elite Comics in Kansas City.
Hooray!
We do also, of course, have many of our costume friends in Chicago, Indianapolis, and Denver hanging out in those downtown areas. And then a few of our writers from Indianapolis, Dallas area, and all that stuff will be at at comic book stores, I'm sure, picking up titles for themselves. You guys going to grab anything?
I'll be at work.
What time? Well, you can't swing over.
I might go look at the.
Oh, I guess we had that
comic
new
book store.
We had
that
new shop
over
that
by.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go check that out.
You got
that's
just walking distance from your work too.
Yeah, I can go by there.
So maybe something to grab there. I know, in town you got at least two spots then that'll have comics. But of course, head over to freecomicbookday.com and they have a full store locator list of titles, all that kind of stuff. So good stuff there. As always, we are gaining more feedback online. Thank you so much. We will point out, Aaron did have a fan that said, what did he say?
He said he loves me a lot.
No, we said like the highlight of the highlight of his podcast.
Something about loving Project Nerds podcast.
Loves you on the podcast. Of course, some other feedback on things. So definitely thanks for listening. As always, April, of course, being our biggest month ever.
Hooray.
Tyler took the luxury of breaking that news last week on the podcast to you guys.
My news. You shouldn't have sent us a message like literally while we were recording.
Right. No, it was awesome that you shared it.
No, it's cool. Great. I'm just giving Tyler a hard time here. But yeah, exciting. So thank you all for joining. Yeah, share with your friends. Share the link. Definitely let us know how we're
doing. Share with your parents.
Share with your parents too. Mm. Okay. I mean, they can share with whoever they want. Yeah.
They should.
All right. Cool. All right. Another exciting episode for the Nerdcast. Until next week. We'll catch you. I don't know. So we'll
catch
you
next time. Same nerd time, same nerd channel.
Same nerd time. All right. We'll catch you guys next week.